Just because we're going to the Word now doesn't mean that Jesus is leaving. It doesn't mean that He's going to stop loving us. I really believe He's wanting to open up revelation of His love more than anything else tonight. I was driving the other day, on my way home, driving up on the M13 there. And the Lord started speaking to me and He said, "Are you ready to trust my love?" And He said, "We're going into a love revolution." Sorry, I said last week, don't feel awkward if I... Last time. Don't feel awkward if I cry. Because it happens. But, yeah, He spoke so clearly to me that we're heading into a love revolution. And I kind of didn't really know what it meant. And I just thought, okay, you know, I've heard that before. And then I pull up at the robots. And then coming in the opposite side, there's a car. And the registration number was love. Or the personalized registration number. And you know, that's the language of the Spirit. Just confirming His word. And then the other day I was driving home from the airport again. And He says the same thing to me. Well, I felt like, you know, sometimes you get pumped up and you just want to do whatever you're passionate about. And I love preaching, so I just wanted to preach to nobody. I was driving, so I started preaching, and God just said, "No, I want to preach." So I thought, okay, you know, you preach through me, no problem. And He said, "No, I want to preach to you." And so I thought, okay, this is cool. And so He tells me the same thing. He says, "We're heading into a love revolution. Are you ready to trust in my love?" And he reminded me of Revelations chapter 2, where it says, "I hold this against you, you've forsaken your first love." And that scripture has always been preached, that it's our first love for Him when we first come to Him. And He said, "No, it's my love for you. That is the first love." And He said, we need to get back to that place, and it's going to start in the church. He said it's going to start with the bride. The bride is going to have an awakening of His love. And out of that place, the world is going to see the love of God. And I just feel like that was just a small glimpse tonight in worship, that God was releasing a bit of His love. And it ties in quite nicely with what I'm wanting to talk about tonight. I feel to talk about intimacy. And the importance of intimacy, and how intimacy with Jesus is how we're going to unlock our inheritance. It's only through knowing Him personally and knowing Him intimately and hearing His voice that we're going to be able to step into the fullness of our inheritance. Jesus has done everything for us. It is all there. We're seated with Him. We co-heirs with Him. But it's through intimacy with Him that we get to know who we are, because our inheritance is in Jesus. So we need to be intimate with Jesus to be able to learn all that He has for us. And I just want to start by looking at John 17, verse 3, or from verse 2. It's that really cool passage of Scripture where Jesus is praying before He is crucified. And He says, "Father, the time has come. Glorify your Son, that your Son may glorify you. For you granted Him authority over all people, that He might give eternal life to all those you have given. Now this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent." Now I've heard many people say that eternal life is when we die and we go to heaven. But actually, it's not true. Eternal life starts the moment you come to Jesus. Eternal life is in Jesus. And if we say that eternal life only begins when we die, then we're actually saying that death is greater than Jesus. But Jesus is obviously the greatest. And the moment we come to Him, we step into eternal life. The scripture here, when Jesus says, "This is eternal life, that you may know the only true God and Jesus Christ." The word "know" there, we're going to learn a little bit of Greek tonight. Hopefully I don't talk Greek, but I just one or two words. The word "know" is gnosko, something like that. I don't know how to pronounce it. It's Greek. But anyway, It means to know intimately, to know absolutely, to know everything about this person. And it's the same word that's used in Genesis chapter 4, where it says, Adam knew Eve and they conceived a child. Adam lay with Eve and they conceived a child. That is the same word that Jesus is talking about, where he says, that they may know me. They may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, and that is eternal life. It's out of that place of intimacy, that connection of knowing each other so intimately and so personally, that we get to experience eternal life. Now, if we also, when we see, we look at Jesus' life when he walked this earth, he said in John chapter 5, he says, I only do what I see my Father doing. And that's what you call intimacy. Jesus and the Father were so intimate that Jesus was able to see what he saw his Father doing. And what he saw his Father doing, he would then do here. And he's called us to that same intimacy. He wants us to be so close to him that we can see what he is doing. Because it's actually, when we heal somebody, it's not us who heals, it's Christ in us who heals. And he wants us to live in that intimate space with him, we can actually see him healing, and then we go step out in our authority and we heal that person. And the way Jesus lived in that place of intimacy was all through prayer. He prayed a lot. The Bible says that he spent nights just praying with his Father and just connecting with him. And it was in that moment, in those moments of prayer, that he lived in that intimacy, and he was able to see what the Father was doing, and he was able to then go and release it. Oh man. Are you guys feeling it? There's something weird happening here. I really just feel like there's a tenderness, like I shouldn't really be saying too much. Like I feel like Jesus just wants to love more than anything else. I really don't want to get in the way. If we just maybe one more passage of scripture, and we'll just see where to go from there. I think the key tonight is that we need to learn to hear his voice. The supernatural is released by the leading of his voice. We can't step into the supernatural unless we hear his voice. He tells us what to do and we step into it. When Peter wanted to walk on the water, Jesus said, come, step out of the boat, and Peter could step out of the boat. We need to hear the voice of Jesus speaking to us, and the moment we hear it, we can then go and step into that supernatural. But anyway, sorry, Luke chapter 17. Sorry guys, I know this is a bit bitty and it's not flowing too well, but hang in there. Luke chapter 17 and verse 11. Now on his way to Jerusalem, Jesus traveled along the border between Samaria and Galilee. As he was going into a village, 10 men who had leprosy met him. They stood at a distance and called out in a loud voice, Jesus, Master, have pity on us. When he saw them, he said, go show yourselves to the priests. And as they went, they were cleansed. One of them, when he saw he was healed, came back, praising God in a loud voice. He threw himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him, and he was a Samaritan. Jesus asked, were not all 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9? Was no one found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner? Then he said to him, rise and go, your faith has made you well. Now that passage of scripture is rich in revelation. But I'm just going to pull out a few key things here. 10 people were healed. They were cleansed of their leprosy. Only one realized, or only one was actually interested in more than just the healing. Only one was interested in the healer. And that one person went back to the healer. He realized that there's more to a gift than a gift itself. Every gift is designed to take you to the giver. And so he realized this. This guy thought, okay, I've been healed. That guy who healed me, there must be something special about him. I want to go back to him. And the way he went back to him was to give thanks, which is actually just common courtesy. Go thank the one who just cleansed you and totally set you free of a disease which kept him in bondage for years, I'd imagine. And so he went back and he gave thanks. Now thanks is also, it's a way into intimacy. I think Sherwin touched on it this morning. When we give thanks, we're activating our faith and we're saying there's more to what I have now. It's all about the giver. There's more to this gift. It's about the giver himself. And but anyway, 10 were cleansed. This guy came back, and then Jesus said to him, "Rise and go, your faith has made you well." Now, the Greek word for well is sozo, which is the same word for saved, which is the same root word that's used in Romans 1:16, where it says, "I'm not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God unto salvation." Sozo, when it's interpreted, literally means we are saved from eternal punishment, death, sin, and the consequences of sin. One guy out of the 10, they all got cleansed. One guy went back to the giver and he received eternal life. One guy realized that it's more than just the manifestation. He wanted the revelation. He wanted the revelation of the one who gave him that gift. And I think it's a lesson that we can all learn. You know, we're going into a season where the Spirit of God is being poured out and we're receiving, and the manifestation's happening and we receive gifts from God. But we need to learn to go back to the giver and give him thanks, because the moment we do that, we're actually qualifying ourselves for further gifts. The ultimate gift is the giver himself. And we're stepping into that. Sorry, I know many of you came for a good preach, but there's something happening. I don't know what it is. I just feel like God is here, and He's just almost really doesn't want to preach. Jesus said He only did what He saw His Father doing. If there's anyone who can see what Jesus is wanting to do tonight, just come and release it. Lord, I just pray that You open our eyes to see what You're doing tonight, Lord. Lord, we open to You. You're our Lord. You're our everything. You love us. You are good. And we just thank You that You're here. Jesus, just reveal it to us. Reveal what You're doing, Lord. Wherever you are, there is life. Wherever you are, there is freedom. You came to set the captives free. You came to heal the brokenhearted. You came to reveal the heart of God. You came to reveal the heart of the Father. I'm going to hand it over to you guys now. I just feel like the Father's wanting to heal an orphan spirit tonight. I just feel there are people here who don't realize that they're children of the Most High God. When you come to Jesus, He takes away everything of your sinful nature, and He gives you of Himself. He gives you His identity. He gives you His Spirit, the Spirit of Sonship. If that's you, I just want you to respond in your heart. If you're just feeling like you're distant from God, you don't see Him as a loving Father, you don't see Him as a Father who is good and wants to bless you, I just ask you to open up your hearts. We're just going to pray now. Father, you're a loving Father. You are so good. Lord, I pray that you just reveal yourself as a loving Father right now. I pray that every person here will just realize that they are your children. That they are your beloved children. That they are sons and daughters of the Most High God. And Father, that you are not judging them. You're not angry with them. You'll never be angry with them ever again. You have nothing but love for us. Every single one of us, Lord, you have nothing but love for us. It's all because of Jesus. We give Him all the glory. Lord Jesus, just manifest yourself here. You are the Son. Just make yourself known, Lord, that we may know how to live as sons. That we may know how to interact with the Father. Thank you, Lord.
As I was worshiping, the Lord was telling me to write, and it's like in Hebrew, and it was like Holy Spirit breath, and He said the Lord has got a very big gift, and it's a mantle for somebody. And there's somebody here that has been asking for something, and God has actually got a mantle for them. I'm sorry, but it was just so big. It was just absolutely incredible. And as Peter says, don't you feel like you're not worthy of it? You are. He's come to give it to you, guys. You feel that you don't know if you can take it, but yes, you can take it. He's a loving, loving, loving dad, and He's come to give you that mantle. And once He's given it to you, nobody can take that away from you. It's yours. It's a very, very big treasure. And that's what God showed me today. Somebody's getting a very, very big treasure tonight. Very, very, very big.
Wow. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Well, I felt such a presence of God. I feel such love as I was sitting in the back there. And I believe that's what God is wanting to do. Is as we are speaking about intimacy, as you are talking about that relationship, and I believe God is pursuing each one right now. And He is just longing to comfort you. He's longing to touch your life. It's like a lover running after his fiancée. He's pursuing her with everything. And that's what He's doing to you today. I believe that's what He's wanting. He's pursuing you and He's loving you. And that's what Peter was speaking about. That love relationship is love. His first love for you. And His desire for you. Because you are precious to Him. He will do anything for you. He laid His life down for you. So anything, nothing is impossible for Him. He's just wanting to run after you. He's pursuing you. He's coming after you. Wherever you are going, He is with you. He is coming. He loves you. He loves you. He loves you. He loves you. Oh, precious. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your love this evening. Thank you, Lord. You are wonderful. You are awesome. You are awesome.
Romans, I just feel like this is such a, Pete's been preaching and he's been kind of saying, Lord, how do I convey what's on your heart for this evening? And his last words to us that we would hear our Father. And Romans it says, how shall they hear without a preacher? And I feel like this evening that Pete's been preaching and is kind of saying, like, I don't know, you know, if you can hear, but I feel like the word tonight to us is that we would hear from God's word through a preacher this evening. And it goes on to say, how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And I feel like I just said to Pete now, I said, he needs to just proclaim the Father's attributes, proclaim what the Father feels for us, how he loves us, how he's intimate with us, and just let the Holy Spirit do the rest as he preaches what the Father's, how the Father feels about us, that we would believe in him. And that very same passage starts up by saying, how shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And so we respond in calling out to God by faith being activated in our hearts as we believe. And we believe because we have heard. And we've heard because a preacher stood in front of us and proclaimed the love of the Father for us. So just as Pete's just proclaiming whatever the Holy Spirit's going to preach through him now, just about the Father's love and intimacy and his attributes, his character, his person, who he is, all of that, whatever the Holy Spirit preaches through him now, as you get moved by the Holy Spirit to a point of where you believe in this great love, call on him in your own way. It might be something small, it might be something big, you might need to feel like you need to express it, but just respond in calling out to him as you feel moved. So Pete, just pray for us and just proclaim the love of the Father, proclaim his person, just proclaim the Father and preach the Father to us.
Baptized and he came up out of the water, the Father proclaimed, this is my Son whom I love, with him I am well pleased. Jesus hadn't done anything in his ministry, he hadn't started anything, he had done nothing to impress, he had done nothing to please God. He was just his Son, he was just his beloved Son. It's because the Father loves us that each and every one of us sit here as his beloved children, as his beloved sons and daughters, whom he's well pleased with, whom he wants to bless. It says in Ephesians chapter 1, it says, the Father has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. For he chose us in Christ before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight. In love, he predestined us to be adopted as his sons through Jesus, in accordance with his pleasure and will, to the praise of his glorious grace, which he has freely given us in the one he loves. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins in accordance with the riches of God's grace that he lavished on us with all wisdom and understanding. And he made known to us the mystery of his will according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in Christ, to be put into effect when the times will have reached their fulfillment, to bring all things in heaven and on earth together under one head, even Christ. In him we were also chosen, having been predestined according to the plan of him who works out everything in conformity with the purpose of his will, in order that we who are the first to hope in Christ might be for the praise of his glory. And you also were included in Christ when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. Having believed, you were marked in him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit, who is a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance until the redemption of those who are God's possession, to the praise of his glory. Because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved, and God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus. in order that in the coming ages he might show the incomparable riches of his grace, expressed in his kindness to us in Christ Jesus. It is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not from yourselves. It is a gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. Father, we thank you that we have every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realms in Christ. We thank you that you chose us before the creation of the world. You chose us, Lord. You knew us by name before the creation of the world. You've loved us before we were even born, before we did anything. You have loved us, and you chose us, and you chose us to be holy and blameless in your sight. Father, we know that there's nothing we could do to be holy and blameless in your sight. It is simply because Jesus has taken away every single one of our sins that we stand before you holy and blameless. We thank you, Father, that in love you predestined us to be adopted as your children. It's to the praise of your glorious grace which you freely gave us in the one you love. We just thank you, Father, for your grace which never ceases. There's a constant flow of your grace, Lord. We thank you that we have redemption through his blood. The blood of Jesus has washed us clean forever. It's an eternal blood. We are forever cleansed. We are forever redeemed. We are forever seated with Christ in the heavenly places. Our sins are forgiven in accordance with the riches of your grace, Lord, that you've lavished on us with all wisdom and understanding. We thank you, Father, that when we believed, you marked in us with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit, who is a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance until the redemption of those who are God's possession. Until we go to heaven and we receive new bodies, the Holy Spirit is a promise, is our guarantee the fullness of our inheritance. Father, I just pray that you release your Holy Spirit right now. Just release your guarantee, just release your down payment, your deposit of heaven right now, Lord. The Holy Spirit is a guarantee of our inheritance, and our inheritance is heaven. It is eternal life in Jesus. Father, we thank you for your Holy Spirit that lives inside of us, that is with us wherever we go. You love us so much that you didn't leave us. You'll never forsake us. You've given us your Spirit. You've given us of yourself. No one knows you except your Spirit. And your Spirit reveals who you are to us. Your Spirit reveals your goodness. Your Spirit reveals your love. Been made alive with Christ. We were dead in our transgressions, but now we're alive with Christ because of his great love for us. We've been raised with Christ and seated with him in the heavenly realms. We are seated with Christ and seated with him in the heavenly realms. Father, that is love. We were dead. We were objects of wrath. We were sinners, Lord. And you've made us alive and you've seated us with you in the heavenly places. You've given us your authority, Lord. We can release your life and your love and your goodness in this world. You gave Adam and Eve authority in the Garden of Eden. And they lost it when they sinned. But Jesus, you've restored it for us. That is love. That is love. Just receive it. This is His Word. His Word is true. Believe His Word and you'll step into everything you have. Everything He has for you. Believe His Word. Don't try to understand everything. Don't try to make sense of everything. Just believe His Word and you'll step into His glory. Father, we thank you that there's healing in your wings. There's healing in your wings, Father. Thank you, Father, that you love us so much that you allowed your beloved Son, Jesus, to carry our infirmities and our sicknesses. And he was nailed to the cross and he died and he rose victorious over them. And Father, we just thank you that you're wanting to release your healing. You're wanting to release your healing right now. I just see Jesus healing eyes. If you wear glasses, as I do, just put your hands on your eyes. Lord, we just thank you that you hear us. And Lord, we just speak healing. We just speak 2020 vision over every single person in this place. We just speak your love, Jesus. Just speak your love. You love us so much that you want us to see perfectly, Lord. Oh, thank you. I just see the Father healing knees as well. If you've got a knee injury, just receive His healing now, Lord. We just speak healing in Jesus' name. Every knee in this place will function perfectly. In Jesus' name. See Jesus restoring perfect hearing as well. If you have hearing problems, ears be opened in Jesus' name. See Jesus encountering people now. If you want an encounter with His love, I just feel you need to stand or come to the front or do something. He wants to encounter you. Jesus is here.
I just really want to release faith and encourage you right now, because Holy Spirit is so here. I just want to tell you what's happened to me tonight, how I know that the person of Jesus is in this room. Because earlier I was standing in worship and I heard a whisper on my right that was the voice of Jesus that just said, "My son, I love you." And it just released such a wash of his love over me. It was incredible. And as I heard that, Peter said, "I just feel that Jesus is walking among people saying that he loves us." And I was just so stunned at how the Holy Spirit's just speaking and moving. And then right now I was on the floor just enjoying the presence of God. I was lying on the floor in his presence. And I suddenly felt in my heart to thank him for healing, for supernatural healing. And as I start thinking, and I'm on the floor just proclaiming healing, Matthew chapter 8 that quotes Isaiah 53 that says that by his stripes we are healed. And as I start declaring that, Peter says, "I just feel the Lord wants to start releasing healing in this place." So it's just amazing, friends. The Holy Spirit is here. He is here and he is revealing the love of the Father. And I know, I have no shadow of a doubt that we are going to see incredible testimonies come out of tonight. Some of you have already had supernatural experiences and encounters. And there are divine encounters that are being released and being ordained for tonight. Right now, you are going to encounter the living and almighty God because he is here and he's here wanting to release his power and release his love over you tonight. There are such amazing things going on in the supernatural realm, in the heavenly realm of glory. He is releasing it right now.
Yeah, just while I was sitting there, God gave me this chapter in the Bible to read, and I just felt like God wanted to declare it over you tonight, just to bring and grip your heart into the revelation of intimacy with him. I'll read from chapter 4, verse 7. It says, "All beautiful you are, my darling. There is no flaw in you. Come with me from Lebanon, my bride. Come with me from Lebanon. Descend from the crest of Ammonah, from the top of Sinai, the summit of Hermon, from the lion's den and the mountain horns of the leopards. You have stolen my heart, my sister, my bride. You have stolen my heart with the glance of your eyes, with one jewel of your necklace. How delightful is your love, my sister, my bride. How much more pleasing is your love than wine, and the fragrance of your perfume than any spice. Your lips drop sweetness as a honeycomb, my bride. Milk and honey are under your tongue. The fragrance of your garments is like that of Lebanon. You are a garden locked up, my sister, my bride. You are spring enclosed, a sealed fountain. Your plants are an orchard of pomegranates, with choice fruits, with henna and nard and saffron, calamus and cinnamon, with every kind of incense tree, the myrrh and aloes, all the finest spices. You are a garden fountain, a well of flowing water streaming down from Lebanon." And I just felt like God was just that, declaring that to his church tonight. And Father, we just thank you for that just that intimacy with you, Father. Just that love that changes us completely, Father. That changes everything, Father. And as Pete was saying tonight, there's this revolution of love just being stirred up in the atmosphere. And it's just changing people's lives, Father. We just thank you for that, Father. I just pray that you just take us into a deeper intimacy of that love, Father. Break our mindsets of what we already have, Father. And just expand on revelation that we do have already, Father. And we thank you that you'll continue to expand on that revelation. And just keep taking us deeper and deeper into the waters, Father. And deeper into intimacy with you. Where we can learn and talk with you, Father. And just enjoy your presence. Drink joyful wine with you, Father. Laugh and cry with you. We just thank you for that in Jesus' name, Father. And just when we laugh and cry, Father, that just that healing comes, Father, with that, Father. the supernatural just comes with that in that time, Father. We just thank you for that intimacy that just brings that supernatural, those supernatural encounters, Father. We thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen.
I know there's some who stood and came forward wanting an encounter with Jesus, wanting to encounter His love. But I just feel like God loves us so much that He wants to encounter all of us. So Lord, I just pray that You will just come and touch each and every one of us, Lord. Just come and release Your love right now over each and every one of us, Lord. May we encounter You, the Most High God, God who is love. May we encounter You, Lord. May we encounter You, Jesus. Jesus, You are love. You are love. You are love. You are good. May we see Your face. May we see Your face, Lord. Satisfy the longing in every heart here tonight, Lord. Satisfy that longing that just longs for love, that longs for Your love. It's an everlasting longing. It is an eternal longing. And You designed it that way because You have an eternal love for us. Just release it, Lord. Just release it. Holy Spirit, just move through this place. Just love everyone. Meet them where they're at, Lord. Those who need healing, heal them, I pray. Those who are feeling downcast, just fill them with Your joy, Lord. Those who are bound by the works of the enemy, Lord, just release them. Set them free in Jesus' name. Set them free, Jesus. Set them free, Jesus. Just freedom, Jesus. Freedom, Jesus. Lord, may You just become real to everyone here. Just become real, God. Become real. You are the reality. Become so real to us, Lord. May heaven become so real to us. We stepped into eternal life when we stepped into Jesus. May that eternal life become real to us, Lord. Come, Lord. Just pray for a spirit of wisdom and revelation right now, Jesus. I just feel we need to give thanks. Just give thanks for what He's doing. Just thank Him. Just thank Him. Thanks takes you to the giver. Thanks takes you to Jesus. Thanks takes you deeper. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Even if you're not feeling anything, just thank Him. Because He's still working in you. He's here. He still loves you. You can't always feel what God does. Thank Him by faith. Receive it by faith. Oh, thank You, Jesus. sorry, man, the guy with the key of heaven shirt. I feel like God's highlighted you the whole evening. And I just, you've got a hungry heart. He's just, he can just see your heart that's just so longing for him. And so desperate for the things of God, and so desperate to tap into the kingdom, so desperate to tap into the reality of who he is, and so desperate to release his love and his goodness into all the world. And I just feel like he's saying he knows your cry. And that is your inheritance. It is for you. And don't disqualify yourself for any reason, because he's qualified you forever. Lord, just release your love upon him, Lord. Lord, just seal that word. Just seal that word in his heart, Lord. May he know every step of the way that you're with him and that you're speaking to him and he is hearing your voice. And Lord, he can do the things that he hears, and he has the authority of Jesus, and he can proclaim your word and your truth, and you'll back him up. The whole of heaven will back him up. Thank you, Lord. First and foremost, Lord, I just thank you that he just has such a revelation of your love. Just feel one last thing. That Jesus is wanting to break addictions. He doesn't want anything to hold us in bondage, to keep us in bondage. He wants us to live free. And he's come to set us free. Freedom from addiction is not through striving. It's not through our own efforts. But he's just going to give it to you as a free gift right now. So just receive it. Just receive your freedom. Lord, we just thank you that you set the captives free, that you just release anyone, Lord, who's sitting here tonight, who is bound by any addiction, Lord, of any form. We just release it in Jesus' name. We just release them in Jesus' name. Supernatural freedom from it, Lord. I just thank you, Lord, that in those times when they used to crave a certain thing, that they'll crave you. That they'll crave the reality of you, Jesus. Any addiction is a counterfeit of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I feel like we could go on forever, but it's getting late. We haven't taken up an offering. Can the guys that take up the offering just do it quick? And if you're still wanting to receive more, just feel free to hang around here. You can come up to the front. There are always people to pray. Go for it.
More than the air.
Thank you for your patience tonight. If you came here expecting normal church service, we apologize. But Jesus is the head of His church, and we've got to let Him do what He wants to do. Thank you for coming. If you want more of Him, come forward. People will pray for you. I think just for the sake of security, the guys are going to quickly lock the... Okay, don't worry. You're free to go. Father, we just thank You for this time. Thank You for Your faithfulness. Thank You for Your goodness and Your love, Lord. And we just pray, Lord, that as we go out into the week, that we'll just go out in intimacy, Lord. That we'll walk intimately with You, Lord. That we'll hear Your voice and we'll step out obediently and in boldness, Lord God, with what we hear and what we see You doing. We love You, Jesus. We thank You for all that You are. Amen.